Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
And welcome, everyone. This is Andrew Fetter, and welcome to When Pigs Fly, to another glorious year. Guys, first of all, I want to wish everybody an extremely glorious, beautiful new year, the year of the snake. I feel quite optometrist. I think things are going to be very interesting the coming year. I think in whole as humanity, and in the larger perspective. But first, I want to make a quick announcement. In February 23rd, and that's on a Saturday, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., for those who will be in the L.A. area or Ventura County area, I will be doing a special event, doing a lecture on creating and manifesting the practice and the Kabbalah and its living meditation. Learn to manifest with a greater understanding of creating within the universe under the guiding hand of the Kabbalist perspective, the living meditation. And of course, this will be at Soul Centered Shop at 311 North Montgomery Street, Ojai, California, 93023. And of course, the telephone number there is 805-640-8222. Again, you guys can check that out. Again, I'll be repeating it every Friday. And of course, you can see it on my website on BBS Radio. Look forward to that. It just feels like upwinded here. When I was thinking about it, I was actually going to do a show prior to New Year's, and I figured, about what was I had feelings, and when I do things, when I start writing certain things, like in this, I sort of basically sort of like, in a way, somebody would call it channeling it out. I wouldn't personally call it channeling out, but it's what I see and feel. And I'm just going to just say it how I see it and let it begin. So first, what I see is within the UN itself being pushed to reverse many resolutions. I see the United States ceasing its payments. And as it does, we all becomes exposed, seeing the major corruption held once again with the United Nations. Within China, a new political corruption is exposed, causing turmoil within its government. I see Japan waning to the rising tides and the scare of the tremble and the tide that fades. I see massive earthquakes on the islands of Indonesia. I see within Thailand is being challenged from the woman within. I see New Zealand is struck with an earthquake, but it endures. I see within Australia and an economy settling in their own summer, suddenly tumbling, but it too will endure. I see masses protests throughout Europe. I see major breaks and scaffolding. I see protests within Italy. The Vatican is in peril. And September begins the Vatican's ultimate downfall. I see the heat of the Spain, Greece, Portugal too. Economies collapsing and nowhere to go to. I see the EU, the European Union, terminating within of the year. I see the UK and Germany coming clean and smiling all the way back to the bank. I see France and others falling and riots breaking across the lands of Gaul and Franks. Scotland too soon breaks from the UK. I see Ireland defaulting payments to the UK, so the Union Jack seizes control upon all assets of the IR with no laparons to call. In the spring, birds are chirping, but in Venezuela, Chavez fades to death to the other side. In Brazil, it flourishes, and Colombia grows. I see new Latin America growing in its own economics and prosperity of a new. And yet, within Mexico, challenge has begun with its own status quo. And though I see Africa too growing within itself a new prosperity, it becomes a situation of bipolar of nations. Some nations extremely rich and some very poor. And challenging the common death squads for the first time with the call for no more. I see that within Egypt, it begins to unfold. The Islamic forms of brown shirts clubbing and fighting, protests scattering, economic disaster ensues. The famine of Egypt of 7 years begins, while the military coup watches and yet closes in. India rises upon itself as the new China in economic power, while Pakistan becomes embittered with a new social and religious challenge. Freedom of thought challenges the old religions of Islam and its imams too. In Syria, blood flows in the midst of May as Assad crumbles. The Sunni Druze and Christian Maronite Falang against the Shiites of Amal and Hezbollah in Lebanon sparks the new World War III in the land of cedar trees. Iraq becomes again a blood ground of Iran Shiite versus Sunni Saudi war, with Turkey joining, allowing the Kurds to become an independent nation. Iran's attempted proliferation will drain. Green shirts will begin marching. Women of Neda rise. The Islamic cleric government becomes the next tumble and crumble on all this as the leaves in autumn fall. In September, the PA, the Palestinian Authority, is formally bankrupt and begins the Jordanian transition as it enters at a new accord with Israel. Jordan, in October, begins to take over the PA administration. Israel formally annexes Area C in the West Bank and building in the Judea and Samaria areas continues as the railroad from Tel Aviv to Amman is finished. And the new airport of Israel, Jordan, of Eilat Aqaba begins once again in its development of construction. All the Palestinians effectively close, including the UN, will be totally shut down November 29th, 2013. The UN will begin initiating compensation to all direct refugees only. Both Palestinians and Jews who were directly affected, their respective exiles. The status of refugees for Palestinians will officially cease in the month of December, and all resident countries will immediately absorb them. Egypt embarks in its own war of control as violence breaks out from within Gaza into Egypt. Thousands upon thousands of Gazans enter Egypt. Egypt's military, with Israel's okay, entering, taking full control. And yet, back into the United States. Yeah, you will have a job, but things will simply cost more. Inflation will take hold as March begins. Energy needs of the United States will become independently increasing, increasing the optimism within its economy. New waters will rise within the Mississippi in the depth of July. Tornadoes will wander ferociously like never before in the northern plains. Within the south, it will shake to tunes of Mother Earth. But has become in time, the time of the turkey day, the great fault of Manhattan shakes. Last year, it was water. This year will be of earth. Hundreds will perish. The Midtown will shake. Concrete and brick will tumble, fall. The building of Rockefeller with the many flags will fall. Healthcare discoveries will generate with alternative views, perhaps finally matching current science of physics, quantum physics, to medicine. Are we not energy? We utilize MRIs, CAT scans, X-rays, ultrasounds, determine our disease and our health issues. Utilizing a quantum physics understanding. So why are we still looking, utilizing a Newtonian physics, like where car parts to be fixed in their treatment? Perhaps medicine will finally do catch up to our sciences. This I see. Science will come even closer to the understandings of esoterics. The bridge between the two come closer and closer. Understandings and technology will further bring humanity to closer to the truth. Communications, computers, systems expanding. Multimedia. And yet, the new most profound thing will start encumbering within this year. More and more were the obvious of our visitors. They were here. They are here. In the skies, thousands upon thousands will see, from the Americas to Latin America, to the Pacific, to Australia, to Asia, to the Middle East, like Israel, Jordan, Turkey, even Egypt, and so on. Yet, there will be pressure upon the media, as full disclosure would be upon our governments, the ETs, and the UFOs were and are here. And yet I see and I hear and I feel these are the days. These are the beginnings of the beginnings. The skies of the universe has opened. Earth is, has, and forever, forever forward, moving forward, becoming increasingly and increasing its energy of frequencies. The magnetic systems of Earth are at hand, changing. This is the changing of climate, not the humankind. We, though, are increasing. Our own DNA is changing. Our environment is changing. We have now understood. We have now, as one humanity, to adapt to this positive change and become aware through the vehicle of universal unconditional love, that compassion held within our seeking hearts, for that fact we are truly connected to all within the universe. We have now the opportunity to heal ourselves and those around us. We now truly have the greater path, the greater of wisdom, for these are indeed the beginnings of times. There is the path of darkness, where hate is the absolute, and there is the path of light, where love is also the absolute. Then there is choice. I ask you, what is yours? But what is the dark path and what is the light path of light? Many will say they're grays, but are there? There's no gray when you head toward one direction, one path or the other. I look toward the sun and I see light. Hence, the opposite is the other path. What ultimately are these paths? Light is love, while dark is hate. Seems pretty simple, huh? Plain understanding. Yet, there are those like the David Icke's and the Rancis who preach their lies of ignorance and hate. So others will embrace their path of dark. There are also those who say that they are enlightened, but unfortunately they have embraced also these very same hate mongers in their complicity of promoting hate by having these same individuals on their shows and websites who by their own choosing of complicity have walked toward the dark way, the dark path. And justly, they too will certainly will not be spared from their own karma. They are as innocent as the O'Reillys, as the Hannitys, the Rush Limbaughs, or other Fox News, who have continued their lies and hate speeches, but only from a different corner. The dark path is the epitome for those who embrace hate, fear, guilt, and division without taking responsibility for their own choices. Or choices, or playing poor me when they started the fight and crying for the sympathy over their own choices and or their own actions. Dark is teaching your children to hate, preaching violence, preaching in the name of God to hate your fellow man or woman. Dark is to apologize for the teacher of hate, the inciter of hate, the implementer of hate. Love, on the other hand, is the path of light. Unity for all our commonality, while respecting the uniqueness of our individuality. This is the path of light. Having compassion and mutual respect is the path of light. Light is the path of teaching and preaching love, especially to the new embodiments, the children, our children. Light is the path of healing for not only the individual, but for all nations, all humankind, all humanity as one conscious, for we are all one. So I say to those who call themselves of peace, but then embrace and or apologize for those who hate and desire division. Why? You are not of light. You are not of love. You are not of peace. You spill within the embodiment of hate. And to those who preach hate, why do you preach hate and lies and division instead of love and respect? They'll utilize names like Amnesty International, or they'll have within their names human rights and solidarity for peace, or call them something of justice. But in truth and reality, it is a lie, a mask, a putrid, vile use of the word peace. Future lie of using justice. They are only a name only, because the universe and those who walk the path of light truly know, understand, and know, and are aware of their true path of darkness, which preaches through ways of bias and publication of hate within mankind, of separation of mankind. They are not of peace or of love for humanity. Their wicked tongues of lie and bias and hate will color the truth for the real political incentives is their ambition. For the very foundation of peace and harmony for all humanity is very simple. Love. Love. And love and respect must be taught to the children, or they will be sucked into the path of darkness, of despair, culminating in their own sentence of death and violence, all for a land or a religion, which is the very illusion of humankind, for no one really, truly is beholden to land. For we are all of land. We are all from the Adama. We are all Adam. All humans are from earth, from man of land. So I say to those preachers of hate, lies, and deceit, you are the tool of manipulation, though you hide under cloaks of human rights or peace in name only. You are the ultimate lie. And yes, the universe is aware, and the light will illuminate with the universe's spotlighting your lies, your deceptions, your hate in the coming days within these ascensions. There will be those who will lie about the Jews, the Zionists, the Freemasons, the Buddhists, and others, with deafening their cries from Tibet and Sudan and even now Syria, and placing their heads in the sand while children continue to die and are slaughtered in the Congo, in the Sudan areas. Dark is your path. The Bilderbergs are your real master, as you follow their manipulation for their own true, dark, ambitious endeavors. There are those who think we are all fools, but the light displays your shadows of lies, deceit, and hate. There are those who have followed the path of dark. Some are under the obscurity of manipulation to hate and or to apologize for the haters. But your existence is being made. Your path, your true path, is uncloaked. Your lies and deceit will become as apparent as rain brushing upon one's face. light is engulfing Earth's plane. It has changed from what of a negative to more positive since the days of the 21st. Truth is unfolding like sand settling in the grass of muddied water. Paths are simply of choice. Walking the path of light means what? Healing, loving, respecting, tolerance, compassion, a thirst for understanding, and the endeavor for the exploration of wisdom throughout and within our universe. These are the directions toward light, as I repeat them once again. Healing, loving, respecting, tolerance, compassion, thirst for understanding, and the endeavor for the exploration of wisdom within our universe. These, again, are the directions toward light. Increasing your frequency, increasing the frequency of your energy at all. So I say, no more of the hate, because that path will surely capitulate. There are those who call themselves left wing or right wing, but in reality, you're all just being a chicken wing. There are those out there, and they know who they are, who add to the plight of mankind to continue the lies of the theme of hate only and perpetuate the mindset of the prison planet. You are on all sides. You are the very problem of this embracing of the blame game, because it's all the same lame game. Grow up. We are one. Can't blame. What would happen if love were taught to our children? What would happen if respect and compassion were taught to our children? What would happen to those, including some posts on internet sites, radio shows, television, blog sites, newspapers, who align themselves with spewing of hate and lies and division? No different than the likes of the Ikes, the Rences, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, BBC, and Al Jazeera, and all the media. If they realize they are only pawns of the dark, so they could sell more books, more tapes, or whatever, to expand the methodical dispersion of lies and hate, the very disinformation, from one form to another, the Bilderberg disinformation. What would happen if they instead align themselves to likes of words of enlightened people, of light, of enlightened beings, people truly following an enlightened path, like Deepak and many, many others? Now, wouldn't that be a switch? Wouldn't that be spreading the message of love instead of lies and hate? Wouldn't it be easier to follow this path, the path of love, the path of light? What would happen if those who preach the conspiracy of hate are the very ones who are walking the dark side, only to perpetuate the lies and the hate and the division of the dark for what they really think is their true desire? Greed at the expense of their fellow humankind. What would I say to you if the ascension will shake out the lies of these wicked tongues of the dark and bring forth the love and compassion of humanity. What would happen to those walking the dark path if they had no more books to sell? No more websites to post? No more lectures, no more radio shows, no more television, no more. What would happen if you reached into your hearts and heard the very truth of humanity and realize we are all of the same? And we can choose the path of light or be swallowed by the unfortunate results of the dark. What would happen? What if I say there is a choice of the heart and mind, and you could simply choose love or hate? What then would you choose? Love? Hate? What if I say that choice is really as simple as common sense? What if I say you could believe in yourself with self-worth and self-love while unconditionally loving and respecting all that is around you? What if I told you it was as easy as holding your child, kissing your lover, enjoying a sunset, smelling a flower, drinking water, breathing the very air that surrounds you, and listening to raindrops as they fall? What if it were that easy? Wouldn't you choose love over hate? What would happen if you no longer posted a lie or marched in the goose step of hate? What would happen if the blogs and the news had no more conflicts to write of or their opinions of? Would the journalists, the bloggers, the newscasters be out of jobs? What if they stopped preaching that my God is better than your God, or my law is the only law, or if you do not believe in him, you are not worthy, or women are less than men, or to submit to our way or die, or it's my way or the highway? Would they now be out of a job? What would I say if the ascension were already here? It's already here. And the choice is simply yours. What if I said that to fear change and growth and love is the practice of the dark, which has manifested in the ways you and your children and children's children and grandchildren have been simply taught? What if I said that the fear and hate we've been taught can be simply changed like that? What if love and respect and mutual respect could be in our embracement instead of the effigies of lies, deceit, fear, and guilt and hate? What if love and compassion were as common as water? What if the division of land, of people, governments and organized religion simply no more, gone? What would happen if the beings from other far-reaching galaxies who have been observing us had said, we are no longer pawns of the dark? What would then be the encounter? What would happen if I say, you know, the clerics have no more work? What would happen if there were no left, no right, no liberals, no conservatives, but just the individuality that was respected mutually, and there was a true embodiment of humanity that walked the very steps for love? What if Fox News told real news and didn't spew its daily commentary? What if the Rachel Maddows talked in optimism, but not of us against them, but that we are all us? What if CNN said there are confirmed ETs and alien beings who have and are visiting our planet? Oops, sorry we didn't tell you. What if President Obama said, here is the complete full disclosure of UFOs and ETs from our government's presence and in past, and that there's always have been ETs, and we've always had our encounters, and we're truly sorry that our government's held back this truth. What if? What if CNN disclosed the true nature of the Bilderbergs and the many elitist organizations, such as the Trilateral, such as Council of Foreign Relations, such as, you know, that special little place they go and party? Well, you know what? Simply explaining what the Bilderbergs are, why they have meetings. Perhaps have interviews with some of the attendees at these meetings. Have cameras around. You would think, you know, they have much attention is placed upon meetings with, you know, the what they call the seven nations, the ten nations, whatever. But it's amazing there's never, ever been on CNN or NBC or Fox News or BBC, I apologize, or Al Jazeera, or any of the major networks disclosing the nature of the Bilderbergs with the thousands of many high-ranking supposed leaders, not just leaders in politically, economically, media-wise, everything, economically, of course. I can't just be exposed. Here we are in Holland, the hotel. So here we are in Montreal. We have, can we get an interview with Mr. Kissinger, please? Or Zeb Brzezinski, what's your thoughts? Mr. Rockefeller, what are your thoughts? Tony Blair, Cheney, Bush. What would happen if that was disclosed? What if the History Channel actually educated people about the very truth of what is the Federal Reserve, what is fractionalized banking, and how it came to being? How did it come to being in existence? And maybe how we can possibly get out of it. And finally, perhaps once, would the History Channel finally come clean and disclose the JFK assassination? Come on, magic bullets. We even have E.F. Hunt on tape admitting that he was part of what they call the great event, or the big event, as he called it. And there's question marks on Bush Sr.'s involvement and others. This needs to be directly exposed. And when will people finally wake up and question the 9/11 report? Is this going to become our magic bullet theory of our generation? Where's History Channel on that? Maybe interview those, you know, like on tape, those several firemen who are sitting when the force collapsed from underneath them in the Twin Towers, and in the background when building number 7 blew up as the planes hit. Explain that. And then maybe perhaps explain how it just blew up in midair and disintegrated, which defies any logic of any engineering or physics capability. What if this was finally brought into focus on the History Channel? And in the Discovery Channel, maybe explain to us about the many methods of utilizing free energy. Maybe have a show about Tesla and how we can have radiate energy, or others, or the John Searle effect generator. What if energy was free? What if I told you, though, that energy is actually free, but those of the dark want you to believe in the effigies of the lies and deceit that it isn't? What if I told you that you died and you came back only to receive what you have already manifested? What if I told you there's absolutely no thing such as fear in love? There's no fear in mutual respect. You have no fear to love, no fear to mutual respect. What if I told you you had the ability to choose? What if I told you that you simply had the choice? What if I told you that you could teach your children to love and respect? What if I told you that you can teach your children love and respect? What if I told you you could change your path of darkness and simply turn and embrace the path of light, simply walking toward love? Wow, that's not hard, is it? What if late was not your fate? What if those who preach, write, paint, sing, march, practice other methods of expression, taught and preached love? What would happen if they took their tongues and made them into plowshares? What if I told you the ascension is here, magnifying to an ever-expanding form, and there will be those who will still choose their backward dark ways of hate and division, and these same people will be overwhelmed by the coming events, but there will be those who will simply still choose the path of light, and they'll embrace the changing wings, the upcoming wings of Raphael. There will be those who choose the endeavor of truth, wisdom, healing, and love. And these choices of light will be the cobblestone and the cornerstone, the very path that the inhabitants of Earth will walk. It is the ascension. It is the now. What is ascension? We're simply increasing our frequency. It is already happening. It is found upon the vibration of the unconditional love and respect and the ultimate reward. The ultimate reward, the ultimate reward is you. I say love shall overcome as they shall make their postures out of their tongues. For the ascension is here and the rest is so trivial. Love is the only reason you are in your embodiment. So learn to love, because that is the path toward the light, the ascension. And let it be known that they shall turn their tongues of hate and ignorance and fear into plowshares. And yes, we are indeed like leaves on the tree of life with different views, yet we're all simply connected to the same common branches being humanity, with the same trunk being earth, and all rooted into the infinite universe, being God, Ein Sof, Allah. Simply is. And I want to thank you all for listening. God bless you all. And I close with a pretty cool song I think you all like. It's called Turn, Turn, Turn by the Birds, old song. And with that, I thank you all and have a glorious, glorious New Year's. And till next time, God bless y'all, and thank you once again.
Turn, 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 and then.